Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from his home down there near Elliott. Jack Baird is with us this morning. A lot of folks know Jack's farm as being the one that has all those lights at Christmas time, and they'll be coming on here this weekend. Jack, good morning. Are you having a good year with lights set up this time around?
Well, we had a pretty good year, yeah. Sandy started on it 1st of October, and we're still finishing that. But she does a lot of it, her and my son Chris, do the major part of it anymore. And I got another son that does a lot of it too. And I do all I can, but I'm not a great climber anymore. I'm kind of getting a little old for climbing.
Yeah, it's really a family affair for you, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's really a family affair for you.
Oh, yeah, it's a real family affair. We wouldn't do it if it wasn't for that. Couldn't do it at all. Just takes too much time, and the people don't realize the amount of time it goes into repairing those things. The other morning, for instance, I had to work on one of the items, and I had a motor on it and a gearbox. And, of course, whoever engineered it didn't plan on anybody working on it, evidently. But it didn't work, so we had to put a new one on. Before it got done, it took me the whole morning to get that little project done. I know I'm slow, but I'm not that slow. It's a bugger. It had a lot of little wires, and if you don't get it exactly right, it don't run.
Yeah, gosh. You mentioned you start in October this year. You started kind of putting those things up. When do you start actually kind of looking things over and making a plan for the year?
Oh, we start kind of early. I know it's kind of a year-round little thing anymore. It's kind of our hobby that we just do all the time.
Sure.
We think about it all the time. We order stuff all the time. We've added some new items this year. One of them is north of the house. In fact, it's out on the neighbor's cornfield, and we think it's really showy. We have another large item that's being constructed in another part of the country, and I don't know whether it's going to get here for this year or not. They haven't got it done yet. And I know it isn't going to be here Saturday night. I do know that. But we try to add stuff all year. Every season we add something. We've got several items that's never been out there before, too. In fact, we can't remember sometimes what we put out and what we didn't put out.
Jack, how many of the items that you put out, how many of the displays have you and your family made over the years?
How many displays?
Yeah, how many have you made, your family? How many have you personally put together yourself?
Quite a few of them that we actually manufacture here in the shop. Of course, the Ferris wheel and the merry-go-round there, there was only a couple of them ever made. The company was experimenting. I guess it didn't sell. But I have trouble with that merry-go-round. There's a lot of electronics involved in that. The little disc could transfer the electricity when it turns. I'll guarantee you they don't always work. And then you get down there on a cold night, and you have to do some tinkering on it to go again. In fact, that's one of the things I got to do in the next couple of days is do a little work on it yet. I don't put it out till the last minute on account of the wind and the rain. It's hard on this little horses, and we keep some of that stuff inside till we can put it out.
Yeah. How's the weather been for you setting up this year? Has it been decent for you?
Well, you know, it was pretty good, kind of tough there for a while. And then all of a sudden we had a nice week, and we did a lot of it in that week after we finished combine, and we really made good progress in a week. Of course, like a day like today, and so much fun out there when the wind blowing.
Yeah.
I don't know why weathermen don't do something about the weather and keep the wind down.
If only we could.
I wish you could. It just blows the scene. I don't know. I've been around this earth quite a while. It seems to me like the wind blows more anymore than it used to.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of snow yet this year, so at least we haven't had to deal with that.
Oh, yeah, that's really great, too. After we get them done, if it wants to snow a little, I guess that's fine. A lot of people think they look pretty in the snow on the ground. Well, that's fine. Personally, I kind of enjoy a black Christmas, so we don't have to walk in the snow.
Yeah.
But
very true.
I guess we take all whatever we get, we have to kind of live with it.
Yeah. We talk a lot about setup and stuff. Jack, how long does it take for you guys to take all this stuff down and put it back away after Christmas?
A long time. I think it takes longer to put it back in place and store it. Printer does take it out, put it up. All Sundays, they don't.
Yeah. Do you usually do that right after the holiday?
We do. Yeah, we take them right down. We usually start on the nut. If the weather's fit, we take some of them down in the second because they're kind of delicate. The less time they're out there, the better off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, the wind and, of course, then more chance for snow and all that stuff, too. Yeah, you don't want them to get damaged. Yikes.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. It takes quite a while to take them down. We try to – we don't do a very good job of tagging them because you always think, well, I'll remember. Well, you don't remember, or at least I don't.
I understand. I understand that completely. Yeah, you think you're going to remember that later on. How many sheds and barns and things do you have where you keep all of those items?
Well, we keep them in about five different places. Plus, we keep some of these little houses and have displays on them, in them. We'll set the displays back against the wall and use that for storage, too.
Wow. Have you ever thought about counting up how many lights you have in all those displays?
No. I couldn't remember, probably.
No,
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. That's right. That's a good number. A lot.
You drive by, you don't realize how many feet of cords and different, you know, feeder lines we have to lay out. Some of them are really heavy too, and we've really updated the wiring system in the last couple of years, so we have a little better. We can break it down into different units and tell what's pulling too much or what can't. You have to balance the load a little bit when you get to pulling stuff like we do clear out in the field, you know, three or four city blocks away from the fuse system. So
yeah. This
isn't fed off of one system either. We got numerous fuse boxes. We do have most of them down to where they are on a master fuse box that can be shut down immediately. And a lot of them we put on timers anymore. I know people get a little aggravated because we turn them off at that time, but even with the automatic timers, it still takes us a good half hour to get them all turned back off.
Sure. Wow. Jack, I heard you mention earlier that you've got one display that's on the neighbor's property over there. So you get pretty good cooperation from your neighbors.
Well, we rent the land anyway, so we just put it over there. It shows better where it's at.
Okay.
But if we crowd it in where we get too much stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of folks who drive by would probably disagree with that. They enjoy it.
Yeah, I think everybody does. I only get one complaint maybe a year. Once in a while, somebody writes us a note that we didn't do something right. Well, I guess that's their privilege.
Well, you've got so much to do. It's hard to do that. But, yeah, all the amount of cords and things that have to be laid out. And as you say, that's got to be quite a challenge. Anybody who's done any outdoor displays at all or tried to do lights around the eaves just of their homes realizes, you know, you can only put so many light strings together. You've got to have so much cord here, there, and everywhere. Now imagine doing all this. That takes a lot of work.
There's just absolutely thousands of feet of cords.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, how long do you suspect you're going to keep doing this, Jack?
I don't know. I'm 88 years old tomorrow. And somebody else is going to have to do the climbing, I'll guarantee you that.
Well, you get a lot of help from family. I mean, you talked about this up front. Your kids, and do you have grandkids helping out with this then, too?
Well, my grandchildren all moved away. What do you do about that?
You can't let the help disappear.
Yeah, my help's disappearing. They seem to want to live in a big city, so once in a while, one of them will come down earlier or something and help some. But mainly done by Chris and Sandy and my other son, Kirk, and sometimes we recruit my son-in-law. I got a couple son-in-laws, and we recruit them if we have to. But, you know, they work, and their work kind of ties them up sometimes.
Right.
So, it just takes time and a little patience. And we try to think of something new every year to add. Then maybe we'll take something out that we've had in there for a long time, kind of get tired of doing it or something. Or maybe it'll wear out, and we don't get. One thing we enjoy playing with is that combine that we, it's kept in a shed so we don't have to redo it every year. But that takes a long time to put the lights on that thing.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, well.
It's an antique combine beside it. And it actually was running when I bought it. Man, an old man had it, and I bought it at an estate sale. And it was running a running combine. It was an antique then. And so we tried to take care of it.
You bet. Well, we sure appreciate all the hard work that you folks do. And I know it's coming on this weekend now for the first time. Can you give them the days and times?
Well, it'll be on at, well, it comes on at dark, and it'll be off at 10 o'clock every night. And they run through Saturday night, the 14th. They'll run through New Year's Day night, and that's it.
Okay.
And if you want some directions, I'll do that too.
You bet.
If you're coming like you're 3 miles west of Elliott, you'll hit the big curve going toward Red Oak called the Ebert's Curve. And you take H-12 or Brothers Avenue. It's you know how these new 911 codes work. They got, sometimes they run one avenue on top of the other one. And in this case, I think the signs still say H-12. You go 3 miles west on H-12 and turn a mile and a quarter south. And on a clear night, I'll guarantee you they'll show for miles. And then from the west, like on 59, you take at Anderson Corner, come 6 miles east and turn south a mile and a quarter. Or from Red Oak, you come 5 miles north to Ebert's Corner, or to what we call Stennett Corner, or H-20. And you take H-20 west 3 miles and 2.5 miles north, and you'll see them.
You betcha. As you said, you probably see them in the distance anyway, the glow, but if you're coming on a nice night where the weather's pretty good, you're probably going to just be able to follow a few of those vehicles heading in that direction too. So, especially the ones with all the kids in the back. You bet.
I enjoy people we get to talk to. I mean, most of them are really nice people to talk to. I've got to meet a lot of people that I wouldn't have met otherwise. Some of them, you'd be surprised how far, you know, somebody happens to be on vacation in the area, they'll come to see them and stop and talk to us, and
absolutely,
we like to talk to them.
You bet. Well, I tell you what, we sure
talk too much anyway.
Yeah, we sure appreciate you and your family putting all this work together each year. It does not go unnoticed, Jack. Believe me, a lot of folks really appreciate it, and we wish you the best and hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for what you do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.